Hi, this is Dino Tripodis. Thank you so much for listening to Whiskey Business. And now it's time for you to enjoy what we call a little whiskey shot, a short little tale found along the whiskey business road that deserves a shot, needs a shot, or was deprived a shot. This comes from our podcast with Michael Lazzaro, where we talked about hair and so much more, but didn't get a chance to share the story about Cuba.
A certain person and I snuck in on our 50th birthday.
And your 50th birthday. I was in it. Were you in another country and then went it that
Bahamas.
Way? Bahamas. And then went that the other way
Left
around.
Left our bags there and took a boom into,
And you were father?
He was dressed like a priest.
So was I. Well, not dressed as a priest.
And
but
guess
I did,
what? You're in a communist country.
Right.
They're agnostic. They don't care about.
They don't care.
They don't care.
But they still have respect for the Catholicism.
He was preaching while there was guns around him.
Yeah.
And I was changing cash because they extort you 15 cents off of the dollar as soon as you walk in. But I got, now see that cigar you're sitting there?
Yeah.
My father, I used to steal him from his ashtray when he was 4 years old. And I've been smoking them ever since.
Oh, wow.
Partagas.
Nice Partagas.
And I went to the factory.
This is actually from Cuba, which...
And you would, and that's about 6 years old, that cigar, by the way.
Which now we can get easily.
Legally.
You got to be careful.
I know.
Because there's a lot of bootleg, and there's a lot that are coming out that aren't real.
Oh, so I'm going to enjoy
My humidor has been cured forever. But when we snuck in, we flew in, and you walked in that bus, takes you to the Jeep, comes out with the turret and a machine gun. You see the blown up Jeeps, everything. You get on the Quonset hut, you get in, and it's like going into a parkway. You're checking in, and
what year is this for you?
1950, so 11 years ago.
11 years ago?
11 years ago.
That was when you went to Cuba?
Yes.
Okay.
We still think he was alive.
Yeah.
So
I was in the late 80s, early 90s.
Checking in, we're trying to, it's one-on-one, because you're in that big Quonset hut, and you stand in line. And it's next, and it looks like a toll booth because you can only see this light, and you can't see any door behind you. Did you experience that?
So not a lot changed from the time I went to the time you went.
Right. So we walk in and
if
go
it ain't
to the
broke,
place.
They'll fix it.
Senor, passport, boom, okay, we're not going to snap it. Where are you from? United States. Okay, boom, what are you here? Why are you here? We turned 50. I've been smoking these cigars since I was four. I just wanted to see where my uncle invested some of his money. I want to see the Tropicana. I want to see where he lived, where he played. They're very important to me. And I get the supervisor over. We don't believe this story, senior. Why are you really here? I'm thinking I'm going to bite my tongue because I really want to assassinate Fidel. But you don't want to hear that, do you?
No,
right? Because
I'd be in
a jail.
Yeah.
But I have a customer.
You would not be at this podcast right now.
I have a customer who's a colonel, and the colonel said, get to Guantanamo. Because I got in great shape to run. He said, if you can get to Guantanamo, I'll make sure you get home. That's all I can promise you, if you can get to Guantanamo. So we get there. After the questioning, you get through, and it's like a Mardi Gras when you walk in.
Mm-hmm.
And then they took us, and unbelievable experience, time of my life. Now, you can go there legally.
Yeah, now you can.
And people say, do you want to go? And I'm like, it's chump change.
And now it's?
It's pedestrian.
Well, because you were... Before
I was under the protection of a communist
you
dictator.
You were there
what
before.
Do I want to
you
be
were. It's always better when it's not allowed.
Oh yes,
right. Mm. When it's not allowed, when you're doing something you're not supposed to be doing, it's got a sense of adventure to it.
It's the first time,
and you're not hurting anybody. The only person you're really potentially hurting is yourself. So there's no other loved ones in danger.
The prospective people you'd be in that cell with.
Exactly. Yeah. There's that too.
There's that too. Now.
I will still go. I will go now. Just so I can.
You can go on a cruise ship.
Yeah, I know. And I'll go back. But it'll be different. It'll be entirely different.
If you take aim and you go, you have a nice time. One of the poorest countries, because you saw the diversity in the color. You saw the diversity in the wealth. It's crazy. And they're never going to give in. But we're the ones that did it to them. But that was a very, very pretty. But the hotel has never changed. Because we stay at the Hotel Nacional. And from floor to ceiling, marble.
Marble.
Everywhere you went. A bidet, a this, a that, marble.
And the
everything.
Stuff you see with the cars.
Yeah. Just like The Godfather.
Didn't exist. Mass transit, they take a semi.
Yeah.
They'd rail it, and you'd jump on every stop. And that was our transportation.
Oh, yeah.
So government owned the taxis.
Yeah.
We got in a Mercedes. John Cougar
nice
Mellencamp was playing... On when we got on, I'm like,
that's
really?
Funny.
We get in the hotel, we drive in, or walk in, I'm sorry, and they didn't even look at us. We're two Secret Service men. They're wired and they had guns. And they knew they were pedestrians. Why? Well, I'm a 6'1" tall American and Richard is a, 5'8", priest. And I'm like, well, who are you trying to get, right? We walk in, we get to the elevator. The guy's so stoic. He's like, Senor, how you doing? He's just looking deadpan. We come down, go in the room, and you had to take the card out, and the electricity went out. I don't know if you experienced that.
They're
very eco-friendly, right? They're very smart about that. So we walk down. I go in my pocket. I give him $5. I said, where are the cigars? You would have thought I gave him $100. Because that was his day's pay. He said, boom, boom, manager, boom, take care of these two. We get a table, boom, 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 the cigar, the plan.
It's crazy.
We had a great time.
I have a friend in Florida, a cigar maker in Florida, who goes back and forth to Cuba now all the time, and went before too. I mean, he was an actual
Cuban.
Cuban, yeah.
National.
He lived there.
Really?
Yeah, he lives in Florida. Now he's got a cigar shop down in Tampa. His name's Ulysses. And he's chomping on the bit for me and my brother-in-law to go with him back to Cuba and do it his way.
Because they all left.
And that would be a good trip.
That would be.
Because he knows.
Because when he left, Cuba, Castro took over everything. So they all fled.
Mm-hmm.
And they went to the Dominican Republic, they went to Nicaragua. But they took the seeds, tobacco, but there's only one thing they couldn't take, the dirt.
Mm.
And that's what made a difference.
Yeah.
Because when you smoke that, and I hope you will.
I'm going to enjoy it on my front porch tonight, I think.
When you smoke it, you're going to know that it's like nothing else in the world.
Thank you for that.
It's the best.
Hope you enjoyed the Whiskey Shot. If you want full podcasts, go to whiskeybusinessshow.com and any place else you get podcasts to enjoy the full flavor, if you will, of Whiskey Business. And until the next bottle, see ya.
Are you tired of seeing your teen or young adult struggle on a path that clearly isn't the right fit? Is your teenager confused about which direction to take after high school? The future of work is changing rapidly, and our kids need to know all of the options available after high school so they're empowered to make the choice that is best for them. In each episode, we explore the latest trends that are shaping the opportunities of today and tomorrow. I'm your host, Betsy Jewell, and this is the High School Hamster Wheel Podcast.